2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dijanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Dave, I think the mystery of the disappearance of this woman out of New York, 22-year-old Gabby Petito, who made her way through Utah, particularly southern Utah. I looked at her Instagram last night very carefully. It seems her and her boyfriend, or perhaps now fiance, now we're learning, spent a significant amount of time in Canyonlands. And just after she left Utah, she vanished.
And we don't know what happened. Our minds immediately go dark. We think that something terrible happened. And as likely as that may be, we still don't know. But we're trying to unravel this, and it is very interesting to find out some of the coincidences that are happening down there in Moab.
And the police responding to a call regarding this couple. And we're going to dive into that today right out of the gates.
It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Another big story we're tracking today. The job wars are heating up. Say, if you are not earning $18 an hour, you are now. And Jeffrey Bezos is your new boss. Dave, Amazon just doubled down and increased starting pay to $18 an hour. And they're going to pay for your kids' college, Dave.
CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos.
$18 an hour?
Yeah.
$20 an hour to drive school bus? What is going on? And when I was growing up and I was looking for a job, do you know what I found at 19 years old? $5.25 to dig ditches. I worked in footings. That's what I got, Deb. $5.25. And now it's like, I don't know, you could hang out in an Amazon warehouse. $18 sound good? Yeah, I'm holding out for something better. There's nothing better than 18 an hour.
Countdown to.
We're getting new information thanks to a Wall Street Journal report that Instagram was well aware, Dave, that its social media site was toxic, particularly to our daughters and how they view themselves. The Wall Street Journal obtained internal documents. We're going to detail what those documents show. Really, this has me asking myself and you, hey, as parents, now that we're going to find out about what Instagram knew and we're going to know, what are we going to do about it?
Instagram is toxic? Really? I mean, I'm so shocked. Everybody knew this. Anyone that has a teenage daughter knows this. But is this an Instagram problem, or is this a, hey, we don't know how to use Instagram problem? I think it's our fault. I don't think there's anything wrong with Instagram. It's how we use it.
Launch countdown one.
We have what I think is a big new lead in the case of the missing woman, Gabby Petito, out of New York. Moab police disclosing last night to KSL that yes, they made contact with the couple, her and her boyfriend, during their Utah adventures. I think this is a significant development, Dave, in the mystery of this missing woman. And we're going to detail in a moment what we know and what we don't know after we obtained information from the chief of police.
And I'm frustrated that we're not getting more details. Maybe they're just, you know, neck deep in the investigation, but I would like to know, I really want to know what's going on in Moab right now, and why would they be in contact? Was there a phone call made? Was there a distress call? This is what I want to know. We're trying to unfold that right now.
Dave and Janovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Janovic.
Well, if you've been following this story, you know that 22-year-old Gabby Petito made her way with her boyfriend in a van across the country to Utah this summer and spent a significant amount of time in the Moab area, in Zion National Park and Bryce as well. And we've reported that they spent time living the van life in some of Utah's most beautiful Red Rock country. But now it turns out that things might not have been so rosy. So we're going to dive into what we know about the report to police.
And it wasn't just a vacation. It wasn't just a couple that was trying to get away and have some fun. They were launching a YouTube channel. They wanted to be social media personalities. So there was obviously a purpose to this this wanderlust, this going across the country. And one of those stops is obviously in one of the most beautiful places in the entire country, down in Arches and southern Utah. So, you know, what happened? What went wrong?
I spent a significant amount of time on both of their Instagram pages last night. His name is Brian Laundrie. Her name is Gabby Petito. And from those posts, Dave, you can tell that the couple spent time in the Moab area, in Arches National Park, in Canyonlands. They were there at the end of July to mid-August, according to the posts. Now here's what we know from police, that something happens and then someone contacts police. Here's what the chief of police told us, that there was an incident involving Brian and Gabrielle on the 12th of August of this year. Okay. So, however, neither Brian nor Gabrielle were the reporting party. Okay. So someone hears something or sees something and calls police. Officers then, according to the chief, they go out and do an investigation and they find that there's insufficient evidence to actually justify any criminal charges. So there was something that rose to the level that the chief would come to us and say in a statement last night, well, the evidence wasn't there to justify criminal charges. Now, we know that someone made a report. We don't know who it was. We don't know what the nature of the call to police was. We don't know exactly where police went to meet up with the couple. We know they were living in a van. We don't know where it was. But based on Instagram, we know that there's a picture of Gabby under Delicate Arch on August 12th, which is the same day police say they responded to this call.
Now, you listen to the words they're using. There was an incident, a quote-unquote incident, that there was insufficient evidence to justify an arrest or criminal charges. So if you're reading between the lines, and you don't even need to look that hard when you start hearing some of those words, it was obviously something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that neither Brian nor Gabrielle were the ones that made the phone call, well, obviously somebody saw something. Right, they saw whatever it was, and they felt the need to call police. And police sent somebody out to investigate that. All of this is very peculiar. And that's why I think we're trying to figure out exactly what was going on. What was the relationship? Was this a domestic issue? We don't know this.
And is it somehow significant, or does it play any sort of a role whatsoever with the fact that she's been reported missing?
Because think, a domestic dispute here in Salt Lake happens all the time. In fact, that's probably the majority of phone calls that Salt Lake Police Department deal with every single day. So this could be just an argument that they got out of, you know, hand. We don't know.
We did, of course, want to ask the chief of police for an interview this morning, and he declined. He said he did not have the time to call us to talk about this police report. But there was another issue that has really been weighing on me, Dave, and this is it. The fact that Gabby and Brian were in Moab, you know, and Moab is kind of a smaller community, right? I mean, it seems pretty close-knit, and I know you spent a lot of time down there. So this was kind of a lot of coincidence, perhaps, but we had those two missing women who were eventually found murdered near Moab. And they were reported missing around August 16th. Bodies were found August 18th. They were the married couple that we reported on here at KSL News Radio. They were last seen August 13th, right around the same time Gabby and Brian were in Moab. And so we also wanted to somehow ask the chief of police, you know, is this just a coincidence? Is it just a coincidence? Just seems odd to me, and it certainly is a question that we would want to follow up on.
Yes, absolutely, because if something happens in a national park, if there's a murder, and there were two women that were murdered and were shot, this is what we want to know, is because we don't have any information on who might have killed those women.
Right. Yeah.
We don't have any leads that I know of. So what is going on in Moab with all these scary, weird coincidences?
It's a story we're going to continue to track right here at KSL News Radio and continue to ask the chief to come on our show, maybe Jeff Kaplan's show this afternoon if he frees up some time, so we can get more details on that police report when someone reported an incident that police said involved Gabby and Brian, but that there weren't. It was not sufficient evidence to file any charges in that matter. So, straight ahead, everything we know about boyfriend Brian, and we're just learning this morning that maybe they were actually engaged. We know he's not talking to police, but we're going to talk about him and what we know about him next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.